Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
Hey guys, can I ask you a question? How are your balls feeling right now? Are they super clean and dry? Does your partner complain or is not always willing to go downtown? If so, I've got something for you. I've just launched a new product called Down Under Comfort for my brand Emily & Tony. It's really unique. It's a cream to tapioca powder formula that is designed to keep men fresh and clean down under or wherever they need. And girls can use it too, under their breasts, their lower back, anywhere they want to stay fresh. So help keep this podcast free and your balls dry. Use code EMILY to get 20% off your first purchase. Check them out today at emilyandtony.com. Trust me, and you're welcome.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, it feels so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com where you can check out all of our stuff going on there, because let me tell you, there's a lot happening at Sex with Emily. And the most important thing that you need to do, here's a call to action, okay? I'm giving you guys a call to action. I don't ask you to do much. I give you a free podcast, a few a week. You listen to them, you have a good time. Hopefully you have better sex. All I'm asking for you to do now is to go to the Sex with Emily website and enter your email address, because all I want to do is send you free stuff, okay? That's all I want to do. Send you free sex information, sex toys, if you want. Or, you know, not all the time. I'm not going to spam you. I'm just saying you're going to win contests, there's great opportunities, and we never, ever, ever share our list. So please, I'd love to be in touch with you. You'll get our newsletters that are chock full of videos and information. And it's not going to be like one of those annoying newsletters that you get where you're like, really? You're going to be psyched to get the Sex with Emily letter. So just that's why you got to do it. You also have to follow me on Facebook, Sex with Emily, and on Twitter, Sex with Emily. And the other thing, one more thing, review us on iTunes, right, Menace? I'm here with my co-host, Menace.
Yes.
I think that you should review us on iTunes all the time and say good things. If you hate the show, then just forget I said it. But if you love the show, review us on iTunes.
I was actually checking out the show today on iTunes. That was funny that you mentioned that.
And
I suggest you listen to it on Stitcher, but you know, it's cool. Stitcher is an app that you can download and listen to the show for free wherever you go, in your car, on your smartphone or your tablet or your desktop. But iTunes is a good place too.
I love Stitcher, especially when I'm on road trips or when I'm, well, actually living in Los Angeles now. As you all know, I've moved to Los Angeles permanently. You're in your car a lot. You know, they're not lying when they all talk about, make fun of everyone talking about the highways and the fastest traffic way to get everywhere, because it's a friggin' nightmare. And I'm not going to be one of the persons who is going to bore you complaining about LA traffic because that is just not good content.
Yeah, I actually...
But I'm going to tell you that I do listen to Stitcher when I'm in traffic, and I love it because you can get any friggin' podcast you want in the world.
Yeah, it's crazy. Go ahead. But it's been so long, we haven't even talked to each other.
Oh my God! Menace and I have not talked to each other in a month, okay?
Because
that's a lot.
I'm still in San Francisco, and you're in L.A. So
I know, and it's really sad. It's really sad, but I still feel like we are one. We've been doing the show for 9 years, and we can just, like, I feel like I'm touching you now, Menace, and I can feel your body energy, and I'm getting really turned on.
Oh, nice. I like
just
that.
Kidding.
But you got
kidding.
So much
but
going
you.
On. You're, like, on TV. You're on Loveline. What the hell is going on with you?
I know. This is another thing I have to tell you all, that I'm really excited that I'm the new co-host of the long-running Loveline radio show, and you can watch it online, actually. You can watch it at lovelineshow.com no matter where you live. And anyway, I am the new Thursday night co-host with Dr. Drew and Mike Catherwood, and it's Drew Pinsky, who's amazing, and we take callers, and it's really fun, and hopefully it'll go to more regularly than that, more days a week than one. So if you want to go to the Loveline page on Facebook, because I know you're probably even on Facebook right now, and write, hey, get Emily Morse back on the show. That'd be awesome. You could do that too. Right, Menace?
That'd be great. And
cool. So anyway, I'm doing that on Thursday nights.
I've met Mike and Drew many times. They're lovely.
I know. Aren't they awesome?
Gentlemen, yes. They're
Mike
awesome.
Loves you. Yeah. And it's like such a blast, and we all get along really well. We've got good energy vibing. We've got great callers. We answer your sex and it's a sex and relationship advice show that's been around since 84 when Dr. Drew did it with Adam Carolla. So anyway, it's just a fun. Last night we had a band in that I never heard of, Menace. I had to ask who they were.
What I tell you every time, make sure you ask beforehand and do some research. Who was the band? You probably can't even remember who they are now.
Oh my God, I can't. I'm looking it up right now because I'm going to the Loveline page on Facebook.
God.
Hold on. Oh my God, I love having a computer during the show because I can look stuff up.
Yeah.
Okay, here it says. Oh, the Airborne Toxic Event.
Oh, my God. You didn't know who they were? Oh, my God.
Is that bad?
God. It is bad because they've had some pretty big songs, and people know who they are. I'm actually...
Okay, well, the hot guy was sat next to me the whole time, and we took pictures together.
Yeah.
You're like,
I have no idea who you are.
I had to ask the producer. I pulled the producer aside. I'm like, I don't know who they are. So you're right, Menace. I should find out ahead of time. And usually when I'm on the regular schedule, I will know ahead of time. But that's funny. I knew you knew.
That's
what?
The only thing I – isn't that the only thing advice I give
that's
you?
That's the only advice Menace gave me about going on Loveline is make sure that you do your work and find out who the guests are. And I failed you terribly. We do not have guests every week. Mr. Skin and I, we hit it off. You know Mr. Skin, right?
Yes.
Did we already talk about this? No.
A little bit. You said you were going to hang out with him.
He was a guest on the show on Loveline. And he and I have like a million friends in common. And then he emailed me after the show a few days later and said, every person said they heard the show and they couldn't believe that we knew each other because they're all friends of yours or friends of mine. We have a million friends in common and now we're Facebook friends and he's awesome.
Nice. MrSkin.com, everybody.
Everyone, talk about like making your like life obsession, the thing that brings you the most joy in the world, your career and making millions of dollars. Mr. Skin finds every nude scene of every famous Hollywood actress, every nipple slip, every slip of any part of your body in a movie or television, or is it all movies?
Movies. I only know it for movies. I don't know if it does TV.
He finds the naked scenes, and basically his whole tagline is that he fast forwards to the good parts. So if you've ever been like, I wonder what Natalie Portman looks like naked, you can like go in, Google Natalie Portman, and there's like all her naked scenes, right?
Yeah.
That's anyway, crazy. That was fun, and Dr. Drew's awesome, and I was also on Dr. Drew's television show. He's got a show on HLN, which is the CNN sister network, which I go to the CNN building. It's really fun, and he has me on, but Menace, you're going to die about this too. So I'm just going to be honest with you right now, okay, because I'm sort of embarrassed, but I'm going to be honest that there's this thing going on right now, which now I know all about it, but it's the Jody Arraeus trial.
Yes.
Do you know about it?
Oh, God. Yes, go ahead.
So a lot of people listening know about the Jody Arraeus trial. She was a girl from L.A. who killed her boyfriend from Utah and, like, stabbed him 29 times. She's been on trial for, like, 6 weeks. It's this huge case. There's the kind of a sex crime because she talked about all the kinky things he did. And it's crazy, but basically she killed him in cold blood, yeah, right?
Yes.
So this network, HLN, which is a network that people know, mm-hmm, has been covering the Jody Arraeus trial around the clock.
Of course.
However, I don't watch a lot of television. And I have a life. And I'm very busy.
I don't understand, but how you can even, like, not see that. It's on the internet. It's in the, I mean,
I read about it on the internet. I saw it on the internet. No, but I wasn't watching video.
I don't know what the F you do all day.
I freak out. I stress about work and how, you know, like, making things work and making a living.
I do that too, but I'm still able to. You can go.
Function.
Emily.
Television stresses me out.
Listen. This is all you got to do. Everybody, if you want to keep up on pop culture, this is all you have to do.
Oh, man, this is good. You know this.
This is super easy. In the morning, when you wake up, you go to TMZ.com. You don't even have to read the effing stories. You just read the headlines, scroll down, and you know everything that's going on that day. Then in the afternoon, I would say about 5 o'clock, like, all you got to do is go on TMZ again, 2 effing minutes, scroll down, read all the updates on the stories that you read earlier that day, and you're done. You're done. You don't have to be doing
okay,
shit.
You sound like my bro. I know. You're right. Okay, whatever. I was in Hawaii, which I don't know. I don't know if I told you I was in Hawaii.
No.
I moved. I was really busy those weeks, okay? Like, let me put it in perspective. I'm not, like, living under a rock. I moved after 20 years of living in San Francisco. I packed up my entire life because I was only in L.A. trying it out 3 months, and I decided that I got all this work stuff going on. I'm just going to move to Los Angeles. So I said goodbye to the city, not to Menace, though, because I was in a friggin' hurry, and I only did it in 3 days. And then I came back to Los Angeles, and then that was like a whole thing. And then I went to Hawaii, and then I was out of town again, and that's the point. So, here's my story. I wasn't up on the trial, okay? I was traveling, I was doing whatever. I got a call from the producer of the Dr. Drew HLN show. I've been on his show before as a guest expert. And she said, have you been watching the Jody Arraeus trial? Do you know all about it? And I'm like, yeah, I know about it. And she goes, well, we need you to be on a panel on television tonight with a criminologist, a defense attorney, and a blah, blah, blah. And I was like, and I just got back from Hawaii, right? So I'm like, and I moved, and I'm standing around boxes. And I'm like, well, I'd love to be on the show, of course, but I don't want to be like, not know exactly. I could sit here for the next 3 hours and read up on it. And she's like, well, if we can't find someone else, we'll call you back. She calls me back 2 minutes later and said, I just talked to Dr. Drew. He only wants you. So I had to spend the rest of my day. So I spent the rest of my day joyously going through every single detail of the Jody Arraeus trial. So if anyone would like any information on that trial, come to me. And I was on his television show that night, which is on 4 nights a week, and I'm going to be on regularly, and I'll tell you all when.
Oh, my God.
If you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, I will tell you. All right. And you join my friggin' mailing list. So anyway, that's what's going on with me.
It's cool. You never take my advice anyways. I'm just trying to make your life easier.
Wait, take your advice on what?
On
the
keeping
TMZ
up,
part,
yeah, with keeping up with
the guests.
All you
dude,
gotta,
I was Googling the guests during the show.
Yeah. All you got to do is go to TMZ or Radar Online, and you'll know everything. It takes less than 5 minutes of your day. Then you don't look like a dummy.
I know, Menace, because, you know, the last thing I want to look like is a dummy.
I'm telling you.
Another
you're going to get caught. You're going to be on Loveline. You're going to get caught up. I'm just trying to protect you. because they're going to
No, it's okay. No, I'm getting better. I'm getting better.
I know.
Truth is, love lines like, why isn't my penis big enough? Okay, wait, let me tell you something. Today's show is about lasting longer in bed, speaking of penises.
Okay.
So that's the topic because I love hearing from you all. Feedback@sexwithemily.com. Email me. Message me on Facebook. I prefer email, but whatevs. We're doing a show on this because even on Loveline, like, we get the calls, like, 5 a night. Like, why can't I last longer? My boyfriend doesn't last long enough. Like, seriously. So I was like, I know we've covered this, but this is a little different angle, and we're going to get to that in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
What were you saying?
No, no, I'm listening.
Listen to you and my whole life would be better. You're saying listen to me and my life would be better. No, no, I know that, Menace.
No, I'm listening.
It's what?
No, there is one other thing, real quick pop culture thing I want you to find out about because I'm intrigued by it. Before we go into lasting longer in bed, because that's very important, and I know a lot of people ask about it. But there is this whole thing with this actress, Amanda Bynes.
Yes, I've seen that.
I want to know.
But she's crazy.
I don't know. Is she crazy or is she just being real is my question. Now, if people don't know, Amanda Bynes was this Disney star, right? And then suddenly one night – late at night, she tweets, "I love black men. I quit acting." That's it.
I love black men. I what?
She goes, "I love black men and I quit acting," out of nowhere one night. And then she stopped.
Okay.
She stopped acting, right? And then suddenly she's like totally just changed her whole look. Now she looks like kind of like a hood rat, like super ghetto, and like has like all these crazy extensions. And now she has, like, piercings in her cheeks. And now she tweeted the other day. Now, Drake is a famous singer, right? He's this famous singer-rapper. She tweeted yesterday, "I want Drake to murder my pussy or my vagina."
Okay. What kind of drugs do you think she's on?
No. Maybe she's not on drugs. Maybe that's who she really is. And all this Disney stuff was just her being an actress.
Because people say
that, oh, she's out of her mind, she's crazy. But I'm telling you, there's hood rat people, ghetto people that tweet stuff like that all the time, and no one calls them crazy. You know, is it just because she was an ex Disney character? Now she's all insane. I don't know.
It's just sort of extreme. Like, why even put it out there? Like, who the hell cares if you like black man and whatever? Like, you know, like that. Like, why is she feeling the need to like overexpress it? Like. Who doesn't like a black man? Whatever. Well, I don't know. Like, what's the big deal? I mean, I get what she's saying. Like, that's so anti to what you think I would think, but it's just still young. How old is she?
She is in her early 20s.
Okay.
So.
It's just weird. Like, there's obviously something strange going on that's not from the norm. Like, I get you're right. Maybe that's just her, but then her is a little inappropriate socially. Because who cares if you like, you know, black men or Indian men or gay men or straight men? Like, what are you stating? If are you saying if yesterday you didn't like black men? Well, then I want to know why you didn't like black men yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's my whole thing. But whatever. So, okay, what else pop culture do I need to know?
No, that's just something I'm intrigued with right now. And
you're curious. Right. Email Menace. What's your – Menace, do you take emails from the common folk like I do at feedback@sexwithemily.com or do you just not care?
No. I mean, a lot of people hit me up on Instagram, Menace on Instagram, or just
Menace is a big deal on Instagram.
Yeah, Menace on Instagram or Menace at Twitter. That's where a lot of Sex with Emily listeners hit me up at. So.
Okay, and it's true, and you should hit Menace up there, and you should also hit me up on Instagram, Sex with Emily.
Yes, totes. So, do you have any hot photos from Hawaii that you're going to post on Instagram?
I know, I did look hot, and I do have these amazing new bikinis. I'm going to be honest.
Some ass photos?
My body looks good, sorry. But I don't have any of me in a bathing suit because it wasn't that kind of trip.
Oh,
it was
really?
More of a like, oh my God, I moved away. I don't know. Like,
no,
okay. Like I needed to
be real because I was asking, you know, when you said you were going to Hawaii, I go, which ex-boyfriend are you going with?
I know. I went with the guy. I know that was hilarious. I was of course working from Hawaii, like my first trip in forever, except for when I went to Mexico recently. But then, really, before that, my first trip in forever. I was taken by some friends, And in December, I went to Mexico with my ex-boyfriend, my current boyfriend, who I'm no longer with, and a big group. So this trip was like my future ex-boyfriend I was with.
Oh, your future ex-boyfriend. Okay.
Yeah. And a group of people.
Wait, so are you dating somebody right now?
I'm dating, yeah.
What?
I'm dating.
Already?
For sure.
What? Wow.
Oh, sorry. I hope he doesn't listen, the ex. No, I'm dating, whatever, not heavily. No, I'm so busy, but I'm meeting so many dudes. I'm meeting so many guys.
Yeah.
I really like it. I think it's because I'm new to the town and I'm looking at it and everyone's like, do you hate LA yet? LA sucks. What? Yeah. And I'm like, LA's freaking awesome. It's sunny, nice people, good looking people. Like, what is the problem with Los Angeles? Like,
because you are just too naive. You're a little naive.
Why am I naive?
I think you see, you just want to see the good in people, which is a good thing. I'm not holding that against you.
Right.
You know, I think it might take you a little while before you see the bad in people.
Wait a minute. You're saying like I'm too Pollyanna-ish. Like everything's great. LA's
yeah.
Great.
Everything's, you know, daisies and sunshine. You know?
No, I see the flaws, but I feel like I'm having like a honeymoon phase with Los Angeles right now. I live 3 blocks from the beach. I have my dog. We can go for a run on the beach every single day. It's warm. I mean, it's going to get only warmer. It actually has been really cold for Los Angeles, but cold for Los Angeles is like 60 degrees. And I have an amazing place, and I've met lots of interesting people. And the girls here are not only super hot, and not that I'm superficial and care, but I'm constantly amazed by how hot and nice they are. Like I've met more new girlfriends than I have even guy friends. Just like great, amazing, cool chicks.
It's crazy
that I want you to come bang. Oh, you've girlfriend.
Yeah,
forget it. So,
Excuse me.
Yeah.
How many people have you seen walking around that just got nose jobs? Because last time I was in LA, I was at Barney's, you know, that clothing store.
Barney's is where I want to be buried. Right. Of course.
it's a high end clothing store. Not that I think I'm rich or anything, but there was a bunch of girls that just freshly got some nose jobs done. And I go, there's no effing way I would even be out in public, but I guess it's just a thing around there. It's crazy.
That is the thing. That's crazy. I've seen a few nose jobs too, and I've seen a lot of boob jobs. Like, in fact, I am the only person who – I'm trying to think. Like, I noticed that I don't have a boob job. Like, everyone in my – I've been taking spinning a lot. They all have boob jobs. Here's another thing I have to tell you. Last night – during Loveline, before Loveline, who said this? Oh, Mike Catherwood's obsessed with my breasts.
Uh-huh.
He's like, Emily, because it's cool because it looks like you got a boob job, but you don't have a boob job, but they're like real, whatever. And then on the air, he told me he masturbated to me 3 times.
Wow, nice.
And he kept telling people to look at the camera because it's on. You can watch it at lovelineshow.com or on Live 105. Where Menace works in San Francisco Bay Area. And anyway, the point is, it was funny. Why am I talking about boobs? Oh, fake boobs. My boobs are real. Let's get into the topic. I mean, I could talk to you forever, but people are like, dude, it's Sex with Emily, and you haven't talked about sex at all.
Right.
But you know what? Who cares, you guys? We've got good stuff to tell you anyway. Right, Menace?
Yeah, we're going to talk about lasting longer in bed. That's the topic, though, right?
Lasting longer in bed, but I was going to read an email.
Okay, read the email first.
Or two or three.
Okay.
Thank you for emailing me at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I've also answered a lot of your emails in my Q&A section at feedback@sexwithemily.com. I think it's called Q&A. Just go to sexwithemily.com. Ready? Dear Emily, I haven't dated anyone or been in a relationship in 2 years. I broke up with my boyfriend of 2 years when I started having feelings for another guy. It didn't end up working out with the other guy. He dropped out of college. We were going to, and all of a sudden stopped talking to me, and I have no idea why. And 2 years later, I can't move on from it. I want to date other people, but I can't get him off my mind. I really want to be together. How can I get past this since this guy will never, ever speak to me again? All my efforts to get in touch with him have been shot down. Vanessa. Okay, Vanessa, here's the deal. You had the feelings with the other guy. He's a loser. He dropped out. No, just kidding. But a lot of people drop out of college. And all of a sudden, you start talking to me. You have no idea why. 2 years later, you're obsessing about some guy that didn't really mean anything. Not even about your ex, but the guy after your ex that you dated for a few weeks or whatever you said. Listen to me. This is all conditioning. Often when we are stuck in our past and we don't, like, for whatever reason, you have to realize what this guy, whoever he was, the college dropout, is triggering in you. What is it bringing up for you? Why are you so attached to him? Are you afraid, like, he didn't pick me, that I'm not lovable? You got to get in there and you got to figure out what is this all about. Maybe you need to get therapy if you're really obsessing about it. But it's a rejection, so he rejected you. He probably did you a favor. There are so many other great men out there for you to meet. And by hanging on to this, you're not going to attract any of those men into your life at all because you're carrying around this baggage of this guy that you dated for a little while briefly that you thought, because you're younger, I think you're young, you're in your 20s maybe, you had a whole thing for her, and you created a whole story around it that isn't true. So I would say, Vanessa, you just got to get over it, and you don't need to speak to him again. You said, how can I get you to speak to him again? You have to do all this healing work on your own. But I get it. I used to be obsessed with guys when I broke up with them, not for 2 years. But you get obsessed. You get caught up. It's okay, but 2 years is a bit long. What do you think, Menace?
Yeah, just let it go. Just don't waste your time. People, you don't have enough time to waste and obsess about other people. When you're younger, you don't get it. But when you get older, you're like, you just go over it quickly. You know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You got to get over it. It's hard. The older you get, the easier it gets to get over it. But really, you got to make a conscious effort. And you know what, Vanessa? I know this is not for everyone. But I always say, you got to get under to get over. So not that you got to get under another guy, but go meet some men. Go out there. Every day, talk to a guy. Even if you're not attracted to him, just practice meeting new guys, new people, bringing new energy into your life. You'll feel a lot better.
And that goes for guys, too. Guys, you just need to practice.
Oh, my God. That
just
goes for guys.
Practice talking to women. Or, I don't know. Well, girls can kind of pick and choose who they talk to. But guys, like, even if you're not attracted to a girl, just practice talking to a girl. Because when you get to a girl that you're attracted to, you're much more comfortable talking to them, you know?
Exactly. You kind of do that, right, Menace? I mean, you had to get out of your geeky slump when you couldn't talk to women.
Yeah, I talk to anybody, man. I don't care if I think they're hot or not.
Menace doesn't care.
And the hotter
part of having game and confidence. Like, talk to everybody.
Yeah.
You are comfortable anywhere. That's for men and for women. All the guys listening who are like, why haven't I got laid? I'm so tired of being home and, like, masturbating to myself or to Emily every night. Tomorrow, today, start today. Yeah. Like, go. You're picking up something at the grocery store and, like, talk to the checkout person for a minute longer than you normally would. Who cares? Talk to anyone.
And another thing is, like, the hotter they are, the less I kiss their ass when I talk to them. Not that I'm being a total dick.
Oh, God. Menace has a whole theory about hot women. They all know they're hot. He's been rejected.
Yeah.
What? Tell me.
Not that I've been rejected. I'm just saying women that are attractive are used to men kissing their ass. I know you love it because you love the attention, but I'm talking from the man side and I'm talking to other men. When you're talking to a woman that's super attractive, don't be there like melting and kissing their ass. They get that all the time. Just be real with them. Be straightforward with them. If you don't like – if there's something that you disagree with them with, don't be afraid to be – to disagree. Just tell them straight up how you feel. Don't be a Superman.
See, you should be like that with everyone, not just the hot chicks.
Yeah.
Because if you're sitting there and you're not talking to the hot chick next to you because you're so intimidated and you're spending an hour trying to think about what you're going to say to her or whatever, just say to yourself, like, seriously, I don't care if you have to look at her and, like, see the face of your very best friend on her implanted onto her beautiful face with her long blonde hair, and you see your friend, and that's who she is. She's your buddy. You're going to talk to her just like you're going to talk to all your friends and all the other dudes and all the other people in the room. Don't put her on a pedestal.
Yeah, don't.
Be comfortable with her. Don't be freaky, weird, clingy, starey, stare at her all night and not say a word.
Yeah.
That doesn't work.
Don't suck her dick, dude. Just get over it.
Don't suck her dick. That's from Menace. Okay. that's a direct quote. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Dear Emily, I have a question about asking out friends. While the issue isn't actually pulling the trigger, I guess my question, what if we have a lot of mutual friends? How do I make sure I do it in a way I don't mess up the group vibe? Little background. I'm 30, she's 28. We've been friends for about 7 or 8 years. Never been told only see you as a friend, etc. Yes, I know she's into me. More flirtatious lately, right before and after a bad breakup. Also, side question for Menace. Any tips on dealing with bad breakups besides the usual banging new chicks? Keep me anonymous as well. Thanks, E. Okay, so Menace, you'll answer in a second. That's hilarious. Okay. Like, Menace knows about banging new chicks. I can't wait to hear what he has to say. But the issue isn't, you're saying, how do you make sure I do it in a way that I don't mess up the group vibe? You're 30, she's 28. You've been friends for 7, 8 years. Let me tell you something. I'm the queen of not breaking up the – and that's about me, but I'm just telling you. If your vibe is tight, your group vibe is tight, and you've got good friends, and you're in your 30s, she's 28, you're pretty much adults now. You're not like in your 20s. You're not in college. You can have a night where you try to kiss her. Like, next time you're together, she's being flirtatious. Like, don't have like a conversation. Like, are we really going to do this? Just because you want it to start from a hot place. So just like one night when it seems right, just like go in for it. Like, be super flirty. Give her a kiss. See what happens. If you guys hook up in the group, whatever, that'd be great. Like, I don't think that then, you know, then your friends will be psyched for you and it'd be great. If it doesn't work out, if you are all really friends, they're still going to accept you and be your friend. Just don't be a weird couple and, like, you know, leave every, like, once you get together and leave everyone out. Like, as long as you're still friends and your group still has a good vibe, I wouldn't worry about it, because this could be your next future missus, whatever you want. So I would go for it. I would not worry about what it could mean in the future. What if you're missing out on meeting the perfect woman of your dream, of being with the perfect woman of your dreams? I say go for it. What do you think, Menace?
I think he should. I always say this on the show. You're not going to die if you get rejected. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you go in for it.
Totally.
You're not going to die. Nothing bad is going to happen to you, you know? So
nothing bad. Girls expect that you want to kiss them anyway. Like,
yeah.
You know me, dudes, you just like, I'm like, oh, he tried to kiss me, of course. Like, we're not like, oh, he tried to kiss me, so now our friendship's all weird and funky. Like, that doesn't really happen. Yeah. Unless you're dating a loser. Unless the chick's insecure and weird. What?
Yeah. I mean, I've blown so many opportunities because I just didn't go for it. In my lifetime.
Menace. Menace is the poster child for blowing off opportunities.
Yeah, totally, because I was just too afraid. I can admit it. And only one time in my entire life have I gone in for the kiss and she wouldn't kiss me. And you know what? She had a good reason to not kiss me, because she had a boyfriend and I knew she had a boyfriend. And that was that was bad of me. I was being stupid. And that, so that's
only
a good,
one time. And Menace isn't like that cute or anything.
Yeah, I'm not like
Menace is super cute.
I'm not Justin Timberlake or anything like that, you know?
No, but I would totally kiss Menace. So anyway, I'm kidding. But what he's saying is, and this is true, there's been a lot of guys that I've kissed just because they tried and then been like into some, not into others, but I just kissed him because I'm like, oh, he's trying to kiss me.
Yeah.
Not that's a good thing to say. Maybe I should not always, but I like kissing. So sometimes you just, you know, we're like, oh my God, I was such a kissing bandit last night. Like, I kissed 3 guys. Like, not that we're in college anymore. Kiss, not a big deal. Go in for the kiss. All we're trying to say is that the kiss is not a big deal.
It's not.
Right?
Yeah. This time.
Okay.
Even blowjobs are not even a big deal these days. Times have changed. I wish.
Blowjobs are a big deal. Blow him. I'm saying kiss him.
I wish we could go back.
Kiss her.
In time.
Back in time to where blowjobs were what? You're hilarious. Okay, one more email, and then we get into lasting longer in bed.
All right.
Okay? Because every man wants to. This is where we – all right. Dear Emily, I just started listening to your show about 6 months ago. I am 25. My fiancé is getting home from a 4-month deployment next week, and I'm wondering if you have any ideas on how to wow him in the bedroom when he returns. Our sex life was in jeopardy a bit before he left due to some lady problems that I was having, but that is all fixed now. We have tried using the butterfly kiss sex toy, but that is about as far as an adventure that we have gone. What do you recommend? I want to take this time apart as a fresh start and put on the steamy sex that I know that we both want. I don't want to be embarrassed or be weird, but I know if I can get past the first time of trying something new, it will really make our relationship and sex life rock. Any advice on what to do to spice things up? Love your show. Keep on rocking it. Okay. Signed, Melinda. Okay, Melinda, first of all, She talks about the butterfly kiss. Okay, the butterfly kiss is like my new favorite vibrator, my new favorite sex toy. It is, you can get it at Good Vibes, Good Vibrations. Go to goodvibes.com, or actually I would prefer if you'd go to sexwithemily.com, click on the Good Vibrations banner, use coupon code Emily, use coupon code GVEmily20, and you get 20% off a purchase of 100 or more. So anyway, that's a great sex toy. And I love when people, I love, you know what it is? Like when dudes are like, dude, you love that, like, I don't know, team. I love that team. I'm like, she loves them with the same vibrator I do. Like, I'm down with her. Anyway, so she's asking, Melinda is asking that when her guy comes back, he's been serving our country, she wants to know, she wants to put on the steamy sex that she both wants. She doesn't want to be embarrassed or weird. I would say that next time you talk to him, I don't know if you've ever done this before, either I don't know if you guys are writing letters right now or emailing while he's gone, but say, what is your number one fantasy that you've had that we haven't done yet? And then I would provide him with something that you've been wanting to try. And I'm not talking about your crazy fantasies of having a gangbang. I'm talking about like, oh my God, I would love to tie you up and perform oral sex on you, perform oral sex on you, sweetie, for 6 hours straight or whatever. Or like, I want to give you a massage and then I want to, or what you want to do to them. It doesn't have to be your fantasy. Like, describe a scenario that you want to do or ask what the fantasy is. If he doesn't come back with anything, then I would say create a special night, because I'm just saying that's what a lot of guys have fantasies about, like surrendering. And especially because he's coming home from serving, he probably misses you a lot, and you could have a night of just like doing something crazy for him and like taking care of him. You could also rent a night away, stay at a friend's vacation home somewhere. And I have a book called Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. I'm not just saying this because it's my book. You can buy it on Amazon. I think it's on sale right now for $13. And it friggin' has 200 positions, not just positions, but like fun scenarios, like playing dress up together, how to do a strip tease for him, all things that I recommend, by the way. He probably has not been with any women in a very long time, except for you. And since he's been gone, and you got to spice it up. So men love the costumes, laundry, whatever. My book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight. You can just flip through it and you guys can have an amazing weekend and be like, I want to get through this entire book or something. That's what I recommend. Okay. Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's what we got. But Menace, did we ever go back to, okay, yeah. Anyway, that's what do you think?
Well, yeah, no, I think that you gave extremely good advice. The thing that you said you wanted to go back to was,
yes,
one...
it was. I'm so mad. I'm so mad at myself. When said...
You want to know my
Menace,
advice.
Any tips on dealing with bad breakups besides the usual banging new chicks? Please keep me anonymous. Some dude is asking Menace for advice. I'm sorry I skipped that. I moved on too quick. Go ahead.
The thing was just kind of like try to erase that person from them popping up in maybe your social media. You know, if you broke up with them and you really want to get over them, then don't follow them on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. You know, completely take this person out of your online life, because so it makes it easy not to see them. And then also, you know, you don't want to text them. You don't want to, you know, if you think that you're going to go out and party that night, and you're going to obviously think about them after a couple of shots of, you know, Patron, you might not want to have that person's phone number in your phone. You might want to leave it written down somewhere, because, you know, it's funny because people these days, they can't remember any phone numbers. I can't remember anybody's number. And
right.
So it would be good for you just to leave it at the house if you need it one day. And then the other
exactly.
thing is, another thing is surround yourself with friends. Make sure you're active. Make sure you're not at home or, you know, just sitting around contemplating things. Go out with friends, meet new people. I'm not saying you have to bang them, but just make sure you're out and about, you know, not slumming around and being sad. That's my advice.
Exactly.
Other than banging, other than banging other people, which I say you should just do.
Menace thinks you should just bang other chicks, but if you'd like to not go that route, he's got other great, great suggestions. Thank you, Menace.
Yes.
That was true. And I think also, I think everything you said, practice meeting mm-hmm. new women, like a bad breakup, like it feels so, so bad. But let me just tell you this, that if you employ like even two of those things that Menace said a day or a week or whatever, because it's a lot, you're going to feel so much better. And then, like, in a few months or however long it takes you, or a few weeks or 3 days, you're going to get to the other side. You're going to be, thank God I'm not with that bitch. Just kidding. Not that she's a bitch. But you're going to feel so much better that you do get to the other side. And it's also important when you break up to look at what you're learning from it. So I know you, like, you have a lot of feelings probably about wanting to get in touch with her, which we've already said you should delete her number, all that stuff. But then also it's a really good – a breakup is a really good time to deal with personal growth. It's a really good time to examine your life and be like, what was my part in it? Because every relationship, it takes two to tango. What was your role? What was her role? Why didn't it work out? How do you want it to be different in your next relationship? So do that as well. Mm-hmm. All right then. Now, we are moving on to lasting longer in bed. Because, let me tell you something.
Yes.
This question is so common. Men want to know, am I lasting too long, not long enough? Usually they think they're not lasting long enough. And you know what? A lot of guys are not lasting long enough. And by enough, I mean your partner is not satisfied. So you might ejaculate in 1 minute, and if your partner has an orgasm in that minute, and she or he or whoever you're with is fine and you're fine, we're all good. No problem. However, if you happen to, you know, not last as long as you'd like, and it's a problem in your relationship. Maybe you're dating a woman and she needs 10, 15, 20 minutes to have an orgasm. She needs a lot more, whatever. So we're going to talk to you about some tips. Do you ever have that fear, Menace? Do I last long enough?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, especially when you're with somebody for the first time.
And, oh, my God. I feel so bad for guys for the first time.
Yeah, because sometimes they're so excited, you know, they put all this effort into it, and finally it's going to happen, and then they're overly excited, and then it just lasts a short time, and you're like, damn it. You might not have an opportunity to hook up with them again, and then that's what they know you for, the one pump chump, you know?
So a lot of it is so a lot of it is mental. Yeah. I got to be honest. So for lasting longer in bed, okay, so we were talking about this in Loveline. This is a very common question that comes up. A lot of it is in your mind. Like, you're thinking, oh, my God, last time I came too quickly. I'm about to come. Am I going to come? Am I going to come? And then you come. So there's a lot of people that just say, you know, use breath, like breath method, and learn to breathe and get in touch with your body. But let's, like, walk through some common methods. Also, you can always get checked out by your doctor. You never know. There might be something going on, you know. It depends if you're a really young guy and you're trying, and I don't know, even an old guy, it doesn't matter how old you are, I don't care. I just say it's good to get a checkup once a year, and guys don't like talking to their doctors about their penises, or many guys don't, and I don't know why the hell not. If my piece of equipment wasn't working, I would want to talk to everyone in the world about it. So not that it's not working, but if it wasn't performing for me as I would like. So surveys show that most men don't believe they last long enough. So if your climax comes after a few minutes of intercourse, try using this tips. Okay. Warm up. Menace, what do you like to call this?
I like to call
this pre-gaming.
Yes, pre-gaming. You got to, you know.
Just like you would stretch before a football game, you would warm up before sex.
Yeah. I mean, you pre-game. I mean, mine usually involves a little bit of alcohol, but, you know, I'll let you say your piece first.
Right. Exactly. Menace always recommends alcohol, that is not the message.
It's a theory. I mean, it's for the younger crowd. I don't know if the older gentleman can handle it, but I have a two-step program that you can do.
So what?
A two-step program. First is, you know, you pregame, which we're talking about masturbation before a big date that you know that you're probably going to have sex with. Then you consume a little bit of alcohol. I would say maybe a Captain Morgan spiced rum would be nice. You know, nothing too crazy. Nothing that's going to make you totally tanked and out of it. But once you've had those two combinations, I'm telling you, if you're a young buck, you can go forever. because it's going to be a while before.
I can't even believe I'm letting you talk that much. I'm not saying that you should drink alcohol all the time. No, I will not say, what if you're not a drinker? What if you drink too much, like a lot of people do? And they have blackout sex where they don't remember it because they're so goddamn drunk. So maybe I want you to moderate your alcohol intake. Perhaps this will work for you. So anyway, you can have a few drinks pregame. You can masturbate before you participate in intercourse so you feel like you can last longer. You don't, and you can also not masturbate to reach a climax. You can just masturbate to warm up. Also, you should wait a while before you penetrate your partner.
No.
Okay.
No way.
What?
You wait a while, you get too excited.
Excuse me, dude. Lots and lots of foreplay. Make sure you're giving her plenty of attention so she's also warm and ready for you people.
No, I mean, that's good for her, but I'm not saying that's going to make you last longer because you're going to be excited and erect the entire time you're making out with her.
But let's just say that you have not solved the problem yet and you're working on all these things I'm going to tell you right now, but you still are coming quickly. Make sure that you spend a lot of time on foreplay because if you give her plenty of attention, she's also going to be ready for you, go perform oral sex on her. Maybe she'll have an orgasm. And just make sure she's satisfied. This will at least delay your pre-ejaculatory penetration and increase the quality of your sexual connection. So this is good all around. I don't care if you how quickly or how long it takes you to ejaculate. This is key. That you should always delay goddamn penetration at least a little bit because women are not ready for your penis to be in their vagina at the time that you are. I'm speaking for a lot of men, I think, maybe not all guys, but many men just assume I am hard, so therefore the game has started. And the woman does not even know that it's been kicked off. What is that, football? You know what I mean? The woman doesn't even know that you guys are starting and the guy has an erection and he sticks inside you and we're not ready, we're not turned on, we don't see it. We need foreplay. Go to my website, enter your email address, go to sexwithemily.com, enter Emily, enter your email address and you're going to get my free tips on all this stuff I'm talking about, how to please a woman and how to do a few things that I was just talking about. Anyway, foreplay, some foreplay tips that you never had before that will rock her world, and you have to warm her up. Sorry, I haven't gone off on foreplay in a really long time.
I know. You promote the hell out of
women it. Women can't go from 0 to 60 like you can. Guys, your penis is ready to go. We're not ready. That's all I'm going to say. I lost my train of thought there. Okay, so foreplay. Know what gets you off. So most men have a favorite position or a position where they most often ejaculate while they're having sex. So take notice of that. For example, let's say you usually ejaculate while you're penetrating her in the doggy style, as we like to call it. Maybe you should save that position for later, right? You wait, so you save that. Try letting her get on top or missionary position before arranging yourself in your ejaculatory position. So learn your body, right, Menace? Don't you think you gotta learn what where you get off and when you get off?
Yes, of course.
Certain positions to avoid.
And you need to share that with your partner.
Right.
Share the information.
I know. What the hell? You have to. People just don't. People just don't talk about stuff. So you got to just be like, no, that's what it is. Okay. That's what the position is. So I'm going to wait and do that position. Work it out. Okay. This is very important. Oh, before I say okay, work it out, here's one more thing I got to tell you. Max, this is just a separate thing that you can buy because it's awesome. Max Arousal is an exciting male sex pleasure gel. This will help you stay harder, longer. The exciting male pleasure gel maximizes your enjoyment during sex because it is made with ingredients known to arouse the penis and increase male libido. The pleasure gel gives you increased sensation and arousal. And here's the cool thing. It's paraben-free, sugar-free, fragrance-free, and non-greasy. And you can get Max, that's the number 4men.com, Max for Men. Use coupon code EMILY25 for 25% off your purchases. And let me just tell you something, at maxformen.com, number 4, swear to God on my life, you can go to my website and click on their link. They have the coolest male products for sex that you have never seen before. They've got gels, They've got like arousal gels. They've got like anal stuff. I mean, they've got stuff that will blow your mind. So just check out Max for Men. Okay. That's what I gotta say about that. Next tip. Okay, dude, I have a goddamn iPhone app about this. This is another way that you can last longer in bed. Your Kegel muscles. You've got to strengthen your PC muscles. Now, let me tell you something. It's like you go to the gym and you work out your muscles every day and you're like, I have really strong biceps. But if your PC muscles are puny and you don't work them out, you've got a problem. And I will tell you, you want to know what the Kegel muscles are? They think that they're for men, these exercises. It is. Those pee-stopping muscles. So you know when you stop and start the flow of urine when you are peeing? That is the muscle. So if you isolate that muscle and you tense it and you hold it for 5 seconds and you relax it and you do that 5 times a day, okay, the more stamina you will have during intercourse. Now, here's your lucky day. I have an iPhone app called Kegel Camp, and its sole purpose on the planet is so your penis will stay harder longer and you'll do these exercises. It pops up on your phone. It says, time for Kegel Camp, and it's my voice, my lovely, sweet, relaxing voice, sexy voice. Now, I don't know what you think of my voice, but it walks you through the exercises, so you'll have a reminder because your doctor will tell you to do Kegels, but you don't remember. So it reminds you on your phone, no one has to know you're doing them, and you can just sit at a traffic light for 5 minutes and do them and improve your sex life. I do them every day, and my orgasms are so much stronger. P.S. That's what I got to say about Kegels. Kegel Camp in the iTunes store.
Get it.
Get it. Okay. The start-stop method. This is the tried and true start-stop method. It can help you teach yourself ejaculatory control and helps you last longer. While masturbating, stimulate your penis until you feel ready to orgasm, then stop. Why the torture? By using this method, you're finding your point of no return. You find that moment before orgasm. So by doing this exercise, you're teaching your body and mind to be comfortable with a heightened sense of arousal. So you learn to where you get where you're about to go over when you're masturbating. And you know what? I'm sorry. These exercises are not fun. You don't want to sit in your bed and masturbate but not have an orgasm. I get it. But do you want to last longer in bed? What's the answer to the question? Yes? You do? Okay, good. So you got to do these exercises. Have you ever done this exercise, Menace?
The start-stop method? No.
Yeah.
I got my own.
Right. Because you don't have a problem.
The Patron method.
You're not that it's a problem, but this is not an issue for you. Yeah, exactly. Okay, make sweet love. Do not have sex the same way you masturbate. You know how you masturbate and you do those quick thrusts and a finish, and yes, it won't help the situation. And
it's like a machine gun.
It's like a freaking machine gun. Do not have sex like a jackrabbit machine gun. That's all I got to say. Don't. Take time exploring the whole sexual cycle. You got to slow it down and work on different thrusting techniques, okay? Don't have sex like you're using your partner as a replacement for your hand. And there are so many erogenous zones on the female body. Just enjoy the sensuality that sex can create. Like, give your partner an erotic massage and, like, learn to know the back of her knees, okay? Do you know how many women I talk to are like, I just wish he would touch, like, the back of my knees? It's like this joke with women. Here's an inside joke with women. Because we want a guy to explore our entire body. Not that my knees are going to give me a mind-blowing orgasm, but it feels so good when you run your hands and you explore our entire body and you don't just whip out your penis and try to stick it in my vagina. So that's what you should do, is enjoy her body. So those are my tips. How about that, Menace?
I agree.
How are you?
Good.
Thank you for being with me today. I miss you. I love you.
Oh, I wish to be in Los Angeles very soon with you.
Yeah, dude, can we just talk? You've been here like 8 times, but you go to goddamn Disneyland.
I fly into Orange County. You're in Los Angeles.
Dude, it's like an hour away from here.
I know.
I'll pick you up. I'm your. I love you more than anyone. And I care about you, and I'm just. But I get it. I'm busy. You're busy. Whatever. Come visit me soon. And I got a new apartment in Venice. I got a new apartment. Whatever. I'll tell you all about later. I love you. Okay, everyone. Thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Remember, go to my website, enter your email address for some cool stuff that's going to change your life. You can follow Menace. He's Menace everywhere on the planet. I am Sex with Emily. And thanks so much for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com. Check out my new vibrator store at sexwithemilyovo.com to check out vibes as low as $15 from the Germany company OVO. That's O-V-O. These sleek, well-designed, and inexpensive vibes make great gifts for yourself and others. Go to sexwithemilyovo.com to get one tonight.